Some years ago, I was cycling from Armagh City to Carrickmacross in County Monaghan at a suitable speed for someone approaching 70. I have a racing bike with a few thousand on the clock, but it is still in good working order and can produce bursts of endurance and speed on demand. About 10 kilometres from home, I was starting to feel tired as a fellow cyclist drew alongside. I recognised him as a son of close friends of mine, and he slowed down to exchange a few sentences. I knew that he was an accomplished bicycle man, and that he and his companions had covered the length and breadth of Ireland, cycling massive daily distances. For example, from Carrickmacross to Galway City and back, all in one day, and inwardly prayed that he would pass on. But he halved his speed as I tried to double mine, and we completed the journey together. Little did he know that I virtually crawled inside and lay on a settee to recover. In an unrelated incident later that year, I was having difficulty getting my car down a friend's driveway in the snow, and the harder I tried, the worse it got. My friend's neighbour, a renowned GAA referee about 20 years my junior, came along, saw my predicament and discreetly asked if I would like him to try it out. He hopped in, did a few fancy moves and had me on level ground in a couple of minutes. Throughout my driving life, I had always felt confident and competent, but rather than talk about the difficulties which people encounter as they grow older, he never mentioned the subject of age, and we chatted about everything except that. Sometimes I think that aging can have a good side to it.